Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. In verse 2, Paul states, and do not be conformed to this world. There it is. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Good, acceptable, perfect. Yes. If I put it together, the acronym would be GAP, G-A-P. There shouldn't be any gaps in our service. There should not be any gaps in our service, in our worship, and in our praise. But there are gaps because we're here today. Fifth Sunday's coming and I ain't going to be here. Because the children will be. Because the singing ain't going to be. In our worship and our praise, there should not be any gaps in our worship. Good, acceptable, and perfect, G-A-P. There shouldn't be any gaps in your praise. There shouldn't be any gap in your service. There shouldn't be any gap in your attendance. Right. Because you have a relationship with God. Right. Yeah, yeah. You have a kinship with our Laker, our Creator, who got you up this morning and started you. I don't care if you have aching pains and bad backs and heartaches and feet problem. I don't care what your situation is. He got you up this morning. Somebody didn't get up this morning. If we think about how good God has been, we ought to be thanking Him, glorifying Him, praising Him for getting us up this morning. I hear too many people say, I thank the Lord I'm here today. My brothers and sisters, the Lord is watching our conduct.
That's right, that's right.
Then Paul gave a command and said, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Our mind referred to a way of thinking or our disposition or the way we act and the way we treat one another. How you treating your fellow man? How do you act in their presence? Our mind has a big deal with how we treat one another. Our disposition. You can't walk up to me and buffalo me.
Come on.
That's your disposition. And it says something. And it makes a person back away. Your disposition can either draw or repel. The renewing of your mind is transformative. That simply means it's changing. You need to be changing the way you approach people and the way you speak and embrace. Transformative. Our life should be transformative, Mike, because we get from that word something called metamorphosis. And a metamorphosis is a complete change, Dwayne. It changes us completely and totally from the inside out, because you can change from the outside and still have a messy inside. But when you got a metamorphosis, it is a complete change from the way you used to be to the way you need to be when the Lord has come into your life. And that change will never take place unless the power of the Holy Spirit has done something in you. The key to this change is the mind. And the mind is the control center of one attitude, thoughts, feeling, and action. Yes. And the enemy will always try to attack our mind. And a Christ-like mindset is fundamental to Christian discipleship. Have you ever heard a person say, I'm going to give you a piece of my mind? That ain't got nothing to do with Christianity, but it's got something to do with worldly ideology. I'm going to give you a piece of my mind. It's been said that a piece of the mind is someone crazy. Raise your hand if you sit on your piece of mind. Never mind. It's dangerous. Sometimes we have to watch what we say. Antioch, when this happened, that's the enemy talking through you. And the enemy is taking up space in your mind and influencing you to hurt someone with words. And here's why. Be careful what you say to people. Because word can cut like a knife. Because once words are spoken, they can never be brought back. When we allow our minds to be shaped by negativity or harmful influences, we risk drifting from the transformative power that God intended for us. As we surrender old patterns and allow divine wisdom to penetrate our hearts, we discover a new clarity and strength. The renewing of our mind is not a one-time event, but a continual process, a daily choice to invite God's presence into our thoughts and into our decisions. The process of renewing refines not only what we think, but also how we speak and act towards others. As our mind keep on being made new by the spiritual input of God's words, prayer, and Christian fellowship, our lifestyle keep on being transformed. When you're born again, you're different. When you're truly accepted the Lord, a change takes place. Old things are done away, and behold, all things become new. Paul added, then you will be able to test and prove, or in other words, prove by testing what God's will is. For it is God's good and pleasing and perfect will. Paul said that God's will itself is what is good, well-pleasing to him, and perfect. Good here is not an adjective, but it's a noun. Antioch, God's will is good for each believer. As a believer is transformed, our mind is made more like Christ. It's the way Christ thinks. And our mind should be similar to the way he thinks and respond to things. As we, as believers, now accept, or as believers accept and desire God's will and not our own will, our lives are changed. We have to stop living the old life, pretending like we are living the new one. Because God knows everything about our business. But his grace and his mercy still covers us. His grace and his mercy still cleanse us. His grace and his mercy still saves us. And the question is, are you hearing me? Are you hearing the word of God in a prophetic day and a prophetic time? God told me to amplify the volume so that the world and the church will know all of the things that he has in store for us. For the believer, salvation is given to those who believe. But then there are those who do not believe. There is a judgment. As a close, as we continue to grow spiritually, the desire of our hearts align more closely with the Lord. And there are times when we don't understand what God is doing. But in those times, God is working things out for our good. God's purpose are always higher than our own. I don't know what God is doing to me now, but I know God has a purpose for what I do and say now. He said, raise the volume so that they will hear, shaking them spiritually so that their life can and will be changed. Yeah. You cannot hear sound biblical doctrine and your life not be changed. God's purpose are always higher than our own. I don't know why God brought me to Louisiana, but God had a purpose. I don't know why I've gone through something, but God has a purpose. I don't know why things seem to be stagnant, but God has a purpose. He said, if you just, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And every now and then he sends a remnant to come and say that I have not forgotten my promise, neither have I forgotten my word. So don't worry. Just keep on being faithful. Don't worry what your neighbors are saying about you. You just keep on trusting. Don't worry how many trials and tribulation you go through. You keep on believing because God's ways are higher than our ways. Joseph did not understand why his brother put him into slavery, but God had a purpose and a plan. And if you think this is the end, this is just the beginning, because God's ways are higher than our ways, and God's ways will not fail. And here is what we got to do. We got to start believing and exercising our faith, because God says, I'm not going to move until you start believing. And when we start believing, God said, now I can move. You've been held back too long because your faith has been weak. But when you know what God can and will do, then God will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. My brother and sister, it is only by being renewed spiritually can a believer learn to do and enjoy the will of God. I have learned how to be contented. I've learned how to be humble. But most of all, I've learned to have a personal relationship with the Lord. Because serving the Lord is not an act. It's a way of life. The doors of the church open. And if the Lord has spoken to you.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. I am David Deal, Senior Pastor and Bishop of Victory Christian Outreach Center, 1015 Main Street in the city of Colfax, Louisiana. Our services are Monday at 6:30 p.m., intercessory prayer, Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., empowered by the Word of God Bible class. Friday night, 7:30 p.m., prayer, praise, and deliverance service. Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m., Sunday school. Worship service, 11 a.m. until. If you care to come and worship with us, please call us at 318-627-2992. Or you can email us at pb VCOC58 at Yahoo.